Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Variety Radio Online's Once Upon a Time recap. I'm Rachel, and on the line with me I have Emily. How are you doing, Emily?
I'm great, Rachel. How are you tonight?
I'm excited to finally talk about this episode because it has Paul Toeffler in it, and he's awesome. And I know him from the Vampire Diaries and the Vampire Diaries conventions. And for anyone who has ever met him, super sweet guy and great actor. So I'm excited to see him back on my TV screen. And he was in the Brave story arc, which was amazing. I loved this episode.
Yeah, it's always fun when there's new faces and especially when they're wearing kilts and, you know, speaking in gorgeous accents. Can never say no to that.
Yeah. There's not many complaints you get when there's shirtless men with kilts on. So I loved and I hated this episode, which we'll get into later. But what was your overall opinion on the entire episode?
Overall, I thought that it was hard to put into words because I agree. I, like, didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. Like, it was just kind of there. Like, I loved certain characters, like, the character elements in it. Like, obviously, I love Merida. And it was nice to see Belle doing something that was, like, you know, it was kind of about Rumble, but it wasn't, like, the part with Merida was kind of, like, she had to do stuff on her own, and it was kind of nice to give her some screen time finally. But just overall, I don't know, I just wasn't that big of a fan of the whole overall of the episode, but I did like elements of it. It just overall wasn't my favorite, but I didn't hate it per se.
Yeah. So the beginning of the episode starts with a rescue party to free Lancelot. I blinked on his name for a second. To free Lancelot, and then Meredith's there, and they let her out. My favorite thing is that Belle had a book on hand, like, oh, here, try this spell. And it's like, like, all right. It's funny that you're throwing that in because she's known for books, but at the same time, it's like, come on. Like, she just carries that giant spell book around. It's like, oh, here, I totally have read everything, and I know where it all is in the book. I thought that was funny, but yeah.
Yeah, it was a little strange, but that whole, like, busting out seat, the three guys in that just was the funniest thing to me, because, one, we finally got, like, this sliver of, like, Hook and Charming interacting, because I feel like they haven't really interacted that much this season.
Maybe they haven't. They haven't.
Which makes me sad, because they're, like, the best. It's been okay, though, because, I mean, we've had Hook with Robin, but I missed my Captain Charming moment, so that was funny.
Yes.
And then just to have Merlin thrown into the mix, which he's, like, the new, you know, eye candy.
Yeah.
In town, and he's so, like, sly and, like, witty, and it's so funny because, like, we always think of Merlin as this, like, wise old, like, gray-bearded, like, old guy, and he's, like, this young, sexy, like, slick guy.
Which
nice
is what Once Upon a Time
case
does.
It's
yeah.
True.
It's I mean, I was going to say, look at
weird-looking guy, so.
Example number one. Oh, well, no.
Yeah.
Example number one was the Huntsman. And then we had
the
princes that are known to be attractive, like, for animated, at least. And then there's Captain Hook. And now Merlin. So,
who is, to be fair, in the real story originally, is supposed to be the most attractive man you've ever seen in your life. So Disney kind
exactly
of, like, dropped the ball and cast a bunch of other, like, made him look all wonky because he's a villain and villains aren't supposed to be good looking. Contrary.
Yeah.
I disagree. but
my childhood would have been very different if Captain Hook was good looking when I was little.
True.
So I'm just going to get right into it. The Rumble stuff, I did not like any of it at all. I was so mad. I was, like, literally yelling at my TV screen. I was like, Belle, what are you doing? Why do you still care? Do you not remember that he lied to you for your entire marriage? He picked his power over you multiple times. Like, and then I'm like, what about Will? Because no one's even been like, oh, yeah, Will, like, left, or Will isn't here, or, you know, at least mention what he's up to. So it's not just like, oh, yeah, remember that guy you dated for, like, half a season or more? Yeah, he just disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah, there were, I was like, I guess that's, like, the biggest problem I had with the episode, which is probably why it wasn't, like, my favorite thing in the world, is because anytime I feel like they try and it's like they mean well when they want, like, they give Belle a lot of stuff in an episode, but it always somehow falls back on this, like, toxic, terrible, like, hamster wheel of a relationship that she's on. And I'm like, no, can she do something awesome and have it not be because she's trying to save Rumble or she's trying to do this Rumble? Like, can't she just be awesome and badass?
Exactly.
That's who she is. Like, why does it have to be tethered to him? Like, she could have helped Merida and been smart and whatever and had it been nothing to do with him. Like, that had literally had nothing. Well, most of the time it didn't. It was just, like, brief mention, which is why I liked the flashback parts of Belle more than I did the present-day parts.
Agreed.
Because at least when she was helping Merida, it was, like, or Merida was, like, forcing her to help, it wasn't like she was trying to save, like, it was, like, she talked about it to her, but it wasn't, like, the main point. Like, mm-hmm. Merida chose Belle because Belle was smart, and that's why. It wasn't because anything to do with Rumble. Like, whatever. So, besides the fact that she learned magic and read magic books because of him, like, that's the only reason. But she would have read those books anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Like, this is, like, I have no problem with people shipping them together.
Everybody has their own opinion.
Because what aggravates me so much is that Beauty and the Beast was my favorite Disney movie and still is. And they've just ruined it for me because Rumple is such a horrible, horrible guy to her. And she deserves so much better. And I'm like, Belle, why are you not being smart about this? Why are you not, like, seeing the things that he's doing and the things that he's done? And just because he has a clean slate, quote unquote, because the darkness is gone, like, he's been tormenting people for over 300 years. And one deed of throwing some dust at a bear that wasn't even really a bear, it was Merida, it's just like, now he's a hero? Like, Everything about Rumble aggravated me in this episode.
Yeah, I do call shenanigans on that, though, because I feel like, I don't know, like, I have two feelings. Like, my first feeling is that if that is the way that they're trying to, like, be like, hey, oh, yeah, Rumble is a good guy now. Like, because they always have said, like, oh, villains can be heroes and heroes can be villains, blah, 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 whatever. Like, they can be interchangeable. There's a gray area, all that stuff. Like, so now that Rumble has, like, clean slate, whatever, the fact that Emma kind of, like, conditioned him into doing something heroic, it's, like, what it calls into question this whole sword thing. Like, is it, if it is, since it's not whole, like, does that mean, like, the person who pulls it doesn't have to be, like, pure of intention? Because I feel like Arthur clearly was... Well, I mean,
apparently
at the time, Arthur was like, maybe he was like pure of attention or whatever, but then he kind of felt really fast. So I'm like, don't know if he was able to pull it because it wasn't whole. Like, I just don't know. And then it's like, okay, so Arthur, who is now a shady business, like, little scumbag, pulled it out of the stone. I don't really find it that impressive that Rumble did, because Arthur's a terrible person. So
Arthur is a terrible person.
It's a really bad example.
He just gets
like,
worse and worse and worse as the episodes go on. They're like,
yeah.
Oh, will you talk to Merlin for us? He's like, oh, of course I will.
Oh,
I dropped that
room
fire.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
no,
by the way,
so
you
shady.
Can't be here.
Yeah,
like, really?
So shady. Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know, if that's, like, where they're trying to go with it, like, to, like, if they're trying to parallel, like, oh, Rumpel pulled it out, but so did Arthur, and, like, what would happen to Arthur, like, to show that, like, Rumpel's really not, like, he may have done one good thing, but it's not, like, out of the woods, like, then that's fine. But if they're trying to be like, oh, we wiped the slate clean for him, and he learned to be a hero, and he overcame his, he became brave and was not a coward, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
if this
like,
is his redemption,
not,
I'm going to freak out.
Because
I
literally,
freak out.
How is it that he gets one little tiny minuscule thing in one episode? Granted, it's different circumstances, because literally, they are trying to show, I guess, the darkness in him was, like, completely ripped away. So, in theory, he has a clean slate. But deep down inside, the person he really is still there. So, it's, like, proving if he, as a person, is good or bad. Which I feel like this one good deed makes me think that he's going to end up being bad. Like, he's not going
to
be able to hold through with it.
I'm going to quote Pirates of the Caribbean, because I just watched it the other day, and it just popped into my head. But one good deed is not enough to redeem a lifetime of wickedness. So, I'm going to be so mad. If it's like, oh yeah, Rumpel's a hero now, Rumpel's good, blah, 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 blah. Like, no, he's not.
Yeah.
Regina has been on her redemption arc for 4 seasons now. Hook has been on his redemption arc for, like,
300
years. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, the redemption arc didn't start until, like, we met him in season 2. But, So Rumpel and Hook basically have been doing bad things for the same amount of time. Granted, Rumpel did more bad things, or whatever, because he's the Dark One. But, same thing, same time period. And it took Hook, like, 2.5 seasons to, like, even be considered a hero, and he's still kind of, like, questioned and whatever sometimes. It's like, okay, like, there's no way that they're going to, if they're trying to pull us off, make us think that one episode and one small, tiny little thing is going to make Rumpel now a hero. Like, no. If that's the case, then I would be really mad. But I have faith that they wouldn't do that. Like, maybe they're just doing it to kind of, like, if they're going to use this as a building block, like, oh, now this is how he's going to build his redemption, and he's going to then continually do good things from here on out, then maybe in another half a season I would consider saying he's redeemed. But if you're just trying to call him redeemed after one little thing, then that's not cool. So,
yeah.
I guess we'll see.
I don't think I will ever trust Rumpel ever again.
Yeah,
like, ever.
No.
Because they've done this before. They've done it before where they give you, like, oh, he's
changed. I was like, oh, look at him. He changed. He sacrificed his life. He was a coward.
Yeah.
He sacrificed his life for his son.
They should have left him.
And then,
they should not have brought him back.
Yeah.
But,
so,
I mean, like, the whole marriage with Belle, like, oh no, he's really changed. Oh, LOL, just kidding. He stole Killian's heart and is trying to free himself from the dagger and steal all the magic and all of that. Like,
yeah,
does no one remember, like, a month ago? Please,
yeah, it's all just
come
like
on.
Deja vu. Like, here we go again. How's he gonna, it's really at this point, I'm like, how's he gonna mess it up? Because, like, at this point, this time, really, like, he literally has no magic and no, like, quote-unquote darkness officially in him, besides what is, you know, innately in him. So, I'm like, okay, how's he going to screw it up this time? Because he's bound to, because that's just who he is. Like, I think they've established that his character is the guy who, to quote season 3, falls back on his nasty habits, like, I don't think, I just can't see them genuinely, legitimately, like, making it so that he's, like, 100% a good person, like,
exactly.
At all.
And
this
he's, like, kind of useless
this
now,
really
too.
This really wouldn't be believable. I'm not
no, it wouldn't.
Being a good person. Like, you know, like, if that were to happen in, like, a genuine good progression of, like, you know, whatever, then sure. Like, obviously, everybody on the show seems to have some kind of redeeming quality and has everyone gets a second chance, third chance, whatever. So, if
or
they're
like
going
50
with
million.
That notion, yeah. If they're going with that notion, then yeah, like, feel free to try to prove to me that he's redeemable. But it has to be, like, he has to work for it, and it would have to be over, like, the next, like, entire season. Like, it couldn't just be, like, a quick and done thing. Like, there's too much in the past that it just wouldn't work, and I wouldn't believe it, and it just would be very disappointed if that's the way they decided to go with it.
He would have to be redeeming himself for, like, the rest of the show, for all the crap that he's done to everybody. Like,
yeah,
and,
real.
Like, even he's like, I don't understand why you're still here, Belle, and why you still believe in me. And it's like, nobody does.
I'm
nobody
like, that's what I ask myself every day.
Belle. Like, you've said multiple times that he will always take his power over you. He, like, if he had the chance to get his power back, he would do it in a heartbeat. And you cannot convince me otherwise.
Oh,
because
yeah.
He hates being
no
a coward.
Way.
And he hates the way he walks, probably, because it's a reminder of his started it all. Like, it just aggravates me so much. Another thing that aggravated me logistic-wise is Belle ran really far into the woods fast because she was being chased by a bear. Yet Rumble, who could barely make it across the street to his shop, managed to get to Belle in, like, 2 seconds flat. And I'm just like, weren't you just, like, barely able to walk and you were crawling through tunnels and you're falling on the floor? Like, I get that someone needed to save Belle, but at the same time, come on. He can't walk.
Yeah.
How did he go through the woods over all the branches? And I know there's roots out there and those little tree knobby things that get you. Because I'm clumsy myself, so I know what's out there. Because I trip over them when I'm in the woods. I don't know. Maybe she was closer to the road than what they made it look like. It was odd.
Yeah.
But my favorite part of the episodes was all the Brave flashbacks, and I really, 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 really want more of them. And I am not being biased because Paul is in the flashbacks, which is nice, but I just loved the whole story, and I want to see her rule as queen with her brothers, and I want to see their shenanigans, and I want more Brave flashbacks because I love Brave, and I love Nerda, and it is a great story arc.
Yeah, for sure. I really liked, I just love her as a character. I feel like in terms of, like, what actually happened in the flashbacks, part of me feels like we didn't actually see enough of, like when they said, oh, yeah, it's going to be, like, we're going, I pictured, like, all of the entire flashback was going to be, like, her, like, in their village and, you know, in the clans and all this stuff. And it felt like there wasn't enough to me. Like, there was, like, just enough to, like, you know, pique my curiosity about it. But, like, there definitely was not, it wasn't what I was expecting. Like, literally, like, we saw them for 5 seconds. Like, she showed up and they saw them in the little cauldron thingy. And then at the end, she showed up and, like, you know, stops them. But that was, like, 2 seconds. Like, I was expecting more.
I agree. I feel...
They had to set up the fact that Belle and Merida were, like, knew each other, I guess. And then to then kind of contrast the fact that she was trying to kill her in the present, and they don't remember each other or whatever. So, but yeah, it was, I wish there would have been a little bit more of like the actual like Scotland, like plans, all that fun stuff. Like, I wish there would just have been a tiny bit more focus on that initially.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we get more. Well, I think on Paul's Instagram, I could be wrong because I'm usually wrong with Jeff and quoting, but I think he might have said he's in a few episodes, so we might be getting more flashbacks. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we definitely will at least get one more because there's an upcoming episode where Ruby and Juan and Merida are somehow, like, together.
Who's Ron?
And I'm guessing that that's not in Storybrooke. Like, it's probably...
Did you say Ron?
No. Mulan.
Oh, Mulan. I'm like, who's Ron?
Who's Ron?
Like, from Harry Potter?
Yeah,
Ron Weasley's coming up.
No, Mulan.
All right. Mulan makes more sense.
And I'm pretty sure the picture that they posted, or one of them posted on Instagram, was of them, and they were all in, like, fairy tale costumes. So, like,
that's
red and
all Ruby
Mulan
wears, because she's amazing. And she looks amazing.
Yeah, so
and I'm so excited for more costumes.
Some kind of, they're going to show Dunbrock again, which hopefully we see a little bit more this time. But I did, like, I still love Merida, like, overall as a character, regardless of the fact that I was slightly disappointed with her flashback episode, but like as a whole. But I just love her, and then she got like the two best lines in the whole episode because when she said, "Oh, I forget exactly the quote it was," but she's basically when she said, "Are you gonna give up because a man told you you can't or whatever?" I was like, "Yes, just everything about this." He's amazing and perfect,
yes.
And I love her so much. And then, oh, and the other part was when she, like, made that little joke about the bow. She's like, oh, when I decided it wasn't something, my mom just tied into my curly locks or whatever. I was like, she's so many good lines.
Yeah. I was so sad that her dad died. She told her story.
I know. He's so funny in the movies. Which I did watch over the weekend to prepare for the next one. I quite enjoyed rewatching the movie. But, it's kind of sad that, like, of course, Once Upon a Time had to put some kind of dark or damp twist on it. So there had to be some kind of tragedy or whatever. I'm wondering if maybe we'll see her mom ever, now that she's, like, claiming her place on the throne. Like, I don't know if her mom will come into play at all, but a lot of people were, like, saying, oh, her brothers are so big. I'm like, well, they didn't ever really say how long was, like, between the movie and, like, Once Upon a Time. Like, could be, like,
well, she's obviously
been, like, 5 years
older.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, she was only, like, you know, who knows how old, like, 16 maybe in Brave. And then now she's, like, 20. Like, it's, like, 4 or 5 years later, probably. They're all, like, grown up.
Or they could just be tall.
Or they could just, be really tall, shot up.
Those tall, lanky young kids, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I really love Merida, and she's awesome. And Emily's hair is stunning and beautiful, and she better not cut it at all, because it's beautiful flowing curls, and I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Her hair gets all the awards for this episode.
Nice. Yeah. I just remembered something, though, that I'm, like, wondering if it's going to play into this whole, like, Rumble thing. I don't know what they're doing with it, but, like, she's pregnant in real life. So, like, I don't know if they're trying to...
Oh, don't say
to...
that. Don't
I'm like,
say that.
I hope
no,
not.
Don't go there.
He worked with... been for a good one, obviously, because they're together in real life and, you know, like,
that.
On the show. So I'm, like, I'm just curious, like, what they're going to do. Like, how are they going to write around it, or if they're just going to do strategic camera shots, or, like,
I'm hoping it'll be strategic.
Hopefully by the time, because they already are done filming, like, the first half of the season, and they're already filming the second half, so who knows what's going to happen in the mid-season finale, so maybe they're going to find some way to have her, like, be gone for a few weeks, so that they'll give her the hiatus to, like, have her baby or whatever, I don't know, but...
Or, you know, she'll just disappear, and we'll not get an explanation.
Scarlet.
I'm going to call it Will Scarlet in from now on. When a character disappears
Will
and we don't
Scarlet
hear about them ever again.
Ghosting? Or, you know, Scarlet thing?
It's Scarlet.
Will Scarlet?
Yeah. I'm sad because I really loved him.
I know.
And I didn't get to see, I never watched the Wonderland one, and it's, like, not available on Netflix or anything. And I'm too lazy to go download it somewhere. So I'm just sitting here waiting for it to come on Netflix eventually.
He was pretty great.
I liked him. I liked him a lot. One more thing I did love about this episode was Emma and Zelina interaction. Because we don't really ever see them. I think this is like the most screen time they've ever had together. Like just the two of them. And they play off each other so well. I loved it. It was hilarious. She's like fattening her up with onion rings. Like, here you go, have some more.
That was the best. I was like, honestly, if somebody came to me with an entire bag of onion rings, I'd probably sell my soul to them too. So, like.
Yeah, I'd be like, what do you want to know? What would you like
don't
me
even,
to tell you?
I don't even judge you because that would do the same thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with onion rings.
About that. Oh, yes, onion ring. But everything about that whole thing, how, well, it was just, like, Bex is amazing, and I just love how she just always seems like she has such, like, gets such a thrill out of, like, everything. Like, Selena's always just, like, giddy to the point of, like, insanity, like, whenever something funny
happens.
Well,
she is crazy.
It's so funny. She was just, like, so, like, she got such a kick out of the fact that Emma was, like, coming to her and asking her for a favor. And it's so funny. I loved it. And then the fact that she, like, read her so well and pointed out, like, hey, like, I'm crazy and I don't mind being alone. Like, but you clearly do because you're miserable right now. You try to hide it, but she realized that she's just, you know, sitting all lonely up in her big old mansion with no friends because everyone's afraid of her. Like, and she's trying to think that she can just, like, go back to normal. Like, Emma thinks that everyone's just going to want to go hang out with her and not be afraid of her. And she's, you know, pushing everybody away besides Henry and Hook. But it's like, I love how she called her out on it. And that was probably one of my favorite parts.
Yeah, I want more Zelina and Emma. I want them to become BFFs and just cause a bunch of shenanigans. And I'd be totally okay with that. I used to hate Zelina so much. But
yeah,
since I met
like
Bex,
too much.
And
like, she was just
it's
too
because I love
dramatic.
Bex.
Yeah. Like, it got to the point
I
where
love Bex so much
I was
that
just,
it's
like
crossing over.
Yeah. There was a point where I was like, okay, Zelina, you're, like, you're too much drama for me. Like, you need to calm down. Like,
yeah.
You're a little too crazy. But then it's, like, then you realize, like, no, like, you, like, love to hate her, and you just want to just, like, you love how, like, I just love how insane she is, and she, like, literally doesn't care, like, at all. Like, she just owns it, and I just think that's so funny, like. Especially now because it's like she's not really doing anything anymore like bad. Like
that's what
I
like
her
it.
When she was, I was hated her when she was like actually doing like bad things and was like trying to steal a baby and all this other stuff. But now that she's literally just like helpless, she's just super sassy and I just love everything about it because it's so funny.
Yeah, I agree. I did not like her when she was all big bad. But now that she's just like pregnant and locked in a room and just sitting there. Yeah, I really like her this season, and I want to see more of her. I want to see more of her and her sassy shenanigans. Because you know there's going to be more. Because it's Selena.
Oh.
So she's got,
oh,
I feel like
sure.
she's got something up her sleeve.
So. She has to. Because it's like she's like biding her time. And I feel like she's going to, like, she keeps saying, oh, I'm turning a new leaf. And I'm, oh, I don't want to expose the big. But I'm like, do you really care? Or is this like an elaborate scheme? And you're just like taking us all along for a ride.
Exactly. Like, you never know what she's thinking, and I love it.
Yeah, super great. The other best part, though, with Emma is I just love how they, like, took 5 seconds to throw in her, like, having the epiphany about Merlin. Like, oh, the candy bar thing, and then she remembered, like, about whatever, and then he, like, warned her. Like, oh, don't leave Excalibur alone or whatever he said to her, so... I don't always, like, found time to slide that one in there, which clearly means it's going to be relevant, like, next week, because she's going to try and forge them together, so.
Yeah.
That'll be insanity.
I've been seeing rumors now online that people think Merlin is actually evil again. Everyone thinks he's secretly a bad guy, and that him and, what's her name?
Nimue or something like that?
I'm going to call her Nemu because it's like an N with an emu until I hear her name again and I'm able to pronounce it. So for now, she's Nemu. Yeah. They think that she manipulated him and that she's secretly kind of controlling him. And I don't know. They're like two, like, they have like these whole mastermind plots that I've been reading on Tumblr. And I'm like, whoa, that's really in depth because everybody's researching the original stories of them, and it's very interesting to read some of them. And I'm still convinced we're going to the underworld, and I'm pretty sure that Hades was just cast, so I'm so excited for 5B.
Yeah, for sure. And I've noticed that, so this is episode 6, which means that starting this coming up Sunday, we're about to kick it into high gear because that happens every single season since they did this split format, is that the show kind of lags, it's really good the first 3, and then kind of 4, 5, and 6 are like a hodgepodge of either really good or really weird. And then it swings back up again, no surprise.
And then it's like full speed train, and everyone's crying, and things are on fire, and you don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And then it's a, like, 3-month hiatus, and you don't know what's going to happen, and it's horrible, yet great at the same time, and I cannot wait.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of tears, I'm sure. Happy, sad, angsty.
I'm calling it now.
All of these.
I'm going to call it now and say that Killian is gonna die.
Yeah, I feel
but
like
he's gonna come back.
He's been punched for like a while, me and you, but we like didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
But now I feel like it's out there in the world already. People are already think like know that we're kind of like going towards this like underworld thing. So it does now
floating around
stretch to just kind of throw it out there and stake our claim to this.
We're staking our claim now. We staked it a couple episodes ago, but now it's officially online.
We really called it like 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, but
yeah,
we wanted to
our
be
secret
secrets
about the underworld.
so many secret texts about the underworld.
Yeah, and I'm so excited. I'm ecstatic. And the 100th episode is going to be the first episode of the second season, or the second half, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Episode 5-12 is going to be the 100th episode, and I am not prepared. It's every day they add a new person that's coming back for it, and I've been like, and all of them, no surprise, most of them are people that are already dead, so.
All the dead people are coming back, it's like,
They're
not all
going to
be in a flashback.
They're just screaming it at the top of their lungs at this point. Like, we're going to the underworld.
Yes. And I can't wait. So, I think he's going to die. I feel like he's going to die in 5-11. I'm going to get episode specific. Let's put some bets on the table.
Specific.
We'll get a pool going.
Yeah, we'll definitely have 5-10. 5-10 will probably handle Merlin and Arthur. They're probably going to, like, wrap that up, get that all out of the way, and then 5-11 will be the setup for the next half. Like, that's what always happens. It's like the 10th episode is where they resolve the current story arc, and then 11 is where they set up the next one.
Exactly, and it's going to be just as horrible and as emotional as 3-11, where I didn't think they were going to actually do it, and they did it, and they destroyed Storybrooke, and they tore everything apart, and then it came back, because, you know, see, we have something to thank Zelina for, so it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. Yeah, so, I'm so excited. All right, I think that about wraps it up with our crazy theories and whatnot. Do you have anything else to add?
No, not exactly. Just that I'm excited for this upcoming episode because Emma trying to forge Excalibur with the dagger is obviously going to cause a whole lot of problems. So,
yeah. Yeah, it's going to be great. All right, be sure to follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram. We are The VRO on Twitter, Variety Radio Online on Tumblr and Instagram, and then check out our website at thevro.com and like us on Facebook at Variety Radio Online. We will see you next week, and yeah, that sums it up. I'm excited. Bye, guys.
Super excited. Bye.